Fest. I'm Batman.
Join them as they embark on a journey through pop culture, sharing the
good news, everyone!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Good News Geek for another month. Matt Proby, how are you?
I'm good, man. And you?
I'm doing really well.
It's okay.
I'm happy that you're here, Proby, because you've made up for last week.
That's a good sound, isn't it?
Oh, smell that Red Bull into the air.
I've been waiting for about 20 minutes to open this so I could do that on mic.
Well, it's episode 38. Matt, do you want to tell us what we're going to be listening to?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about Lower Decks, which is returning to streaming. And while we're on the discussion of Star Trek, we might just gently touch on Star Trek Prodigy. We are going to talk about Nobody, which is what you'd call a family man's John Wick.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the Marvel What If, which was the Peggy Carter episode, which you have seen.
Yes.
And we are going to talk about the lovely renovations that this studio has gone through.
It's beautiful.
It's actually quite impressive. I'm impressed. I didn't think it would turn out so well, but it is.
You're not bad for a rental property.
Not bad. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm glad you put in so much effort for when you have to leave. And of course, as always, we will be talking about The Bad Batch.
Perfect. Sounds like a action-packed episode, so make sure you stick around. But we'll start off straight away, I think, and we're going to talk about Love and Monsters. Now, you guys haven't seen this, have you?
No,
not yet. We watched the trailer all together just before, and it looks quite amusing, so I think I'll watch that over the next couple of nights.
Fantastic. It is a very good movie. I have seen it, so I'm going to briefly cover it, even though obviously I don't want to spoil it for you guys. So
when did it come out?
I'm not sure when it came out. I'm pretty sure it's been more than 2 weeks. I don't think it's a new release.
I stand by the rules, even if they impact me. Go for it.
No. There's no need. I don't think you need to spoil it to be able to cover it well enough. So this is on Netflix. So you'll need a Netflix account, or you'll need a family member with a Netflix account, because let's be realistic here, everybody shares. So basically, it's the end of the world. This is a bit of a mashup of a whole bunch of disaster movies, actually. I can tell you this because it doesn't really spoil much. It's inconsequential to the actual story other than the setup. So a meteor is heading towards Earth. It's going to kill everyone. So they decide to send a whole bunch of explosive rockets, you know, warheads up there and blow it out of the sky, which all sounds...
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, which all sounds fantastic, except for some reason, and I'm still confused as to why, apparently the rockets had chemicals in them and the chemicals rained back down onto Earth, mutating all of Earth's creatures, bugs and stuff like that, mutating them into massive sizes, and they are responsible for wiping out humanity.
Awesome.
And that's where we kind of take it up from.
Yeah. And the main character, Dylan O'Brien, he's in a lot of things like the Maze Runner and Teen Wolf and stuff like that.
There you go. So I had no idea.
He's just some dude.
He's very famous. Yeah.
Very famous.
Yeah. Very, very famous. In
your book?
The Maze Runner, Teen Wolf, Twilight fandom.
Don't you like that?
obviously the Proby knows it and we didn't.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely.
So yeah, mutated bugs kill almost everybody.
I have a question.
Yes.
If the chemicals were in the media and it was in the bombs, the explosives, and then it rained down and all the animals that attached grew large and weird and that. Why didn't that just happen to the people instead of the people then suddenly getting eaten by the monsters?
Because.
All right. I stand corrected.
Okay. Because. I don't know. Like I said, it was a bizarre reasoning, but whatever. Perhaps we'll find out if they do sequels that wasn't the cause after all.
Is it a thing like a show or a movie?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope there is a sequel because the movie was thoroughly enjoyable. And you know me. I'm a very unhappy person. So
you are
a
very hard man to please, yeah.
Super pessimistic.
As your wife has attested.
That's right. thankfully, she's not. Anyway, mutated bugs kill everyone. And humanity is living in colonies. So they're small groups hidden underground away from all these bugs, because basically being on the surface is a death sentence. They're struggling to survive. And the protagonist has a character trait of being...
Dylan O'Brien.
That's not a character trait.
No, sorry. Oh. I was saying that's
like being appropriate is your character trait.
Yeah.
Okay, good. He is an awful, awful survivalist. Like, he's a chicken who freezes when the monsters get near. So he's pretty useless. He can cook and milk a cow. So that's good for him. So he's determined, though, to leave his area of safety to get to the girl he loves. And if you watch the trailer online, you'll see what I mean by that. So, and that's what triggers him to leave the safety or the relative safety of his little colony and going to find the girl he loves. I say girl because they look pretty young. I don't know how young they are, but everyone looks so young these days. There is a time jump in the show as well.
Okay. So yeah, bad stuff happens. Cut to years later.
Yes. Yeah, correct. It's a really good tool to use. If you don't want to use a montage, it's the next best thing.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing I saw. That's great. I really recommend you check it out. And I have to say the visual artistry and the special effects was fantastic.
It looks good on that trailer, yeah.
Obviously the monsters, you get to see quite a few of them. And it's a funny movie. There's a bit of action in it as well. Obviously quite a bit of action. But it's also just a decent drama as well. So obviously it's like a sci-fi movie, but it's probably a bit unfair to just lump it in with one sort of genre. So definitely check that out. And I may have a connection, and I'm yet to explore this, to one of the visual artists on the movie. So we'll see if we can get in touch with them.
We will and wait we may with a bated breath on that.
May be able to get an interview. So that'll be very, very exciting. Interesting. All right. So the next one is another film you guys haven't seen.
No. Nobody. Actually, I almost saw this one.
Yeah, Nobody. So, but you've seen the trailer.
I've seen the trailer, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's great. It looks so good.
Yeah, and it is. Okay. It's okay, so it's very difficult these days to have this sort of movie and have it not compared to John Wick. Mm. All right, I just want to throw that out there now.
An action movie just about.
Yeah, about a guy. So this is about a guy who he's an accountant in a construction company, bit of a dweeb, gutless, doesn't stand up for himself. There's a home invasion at his place and he gets the drop on the people. And his son's under direct threat, but he doesn't take the opportunity and they end up turning the tide on him, right? So they escape and he even gets critiqued by the police, like, oh, gee, if that was my family, I would have done something to protect them. Yeah, that kind of, like, a couple would never say that, surely. At least not in Australia.
No.
Anyway, eventually he's pushed to the point where violence is inevitable and then it starts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like you end up finding out that he has a history where he's a professional killer. Right.
He's repressed it and he's trying to be the good guy and trying to be the dad.
Yeah, because he had a family and stuff like that. So gotcha. It's a little bit John Wick-ish, except this is like a family man with kids and, you know, a bit more suburban than John Wick, who was obviously clearly loaded in his fancy house in the middle of the forest and this guy just lives in suburbia, you know. And so
he snaps,
yep. He starts the violence and he likes it. That is why he doesn't stand up for himself, because he enjoys it so much.
And he didn't want
that he wouldn't be able to stop himself if he gets started. So the cork is popped in this movie and he can't be stopped.
Violence is his Pringles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So like I said, it's a bit like John Wick, except it's a bit more like when he takes a hit, you feel like he takes a hit. I mean, he's not a young man. It's the guy from Better Call Saul.
Yep.
So it's a bit more realistic in that regard. But I just had a smile on my face the whole time. It was a bit ridiculous in parts, but in a good way. So it has Christopher Lloyd in it from Back to the Future, and he plays a great character. And it's just a great movie. I was really, really impressed with it, so I highly recommend you give it a watch.
Yeah, it's one that I keep seeing pop up, and I'm like, oh, I've heard good things, and then I don't watch it. But yeah, I'll give it a go.
Definitely. It's something that I wanted to see in the cinema, but you know, like we just don't go to the cinema anymore. So
yeah, no. And for those listening that are in the States and don't know what's going on, because we can't get the vaccination out to everybody, we're going back into lockdown. Most of the country is in lockdown at the moment, and we're not directly affected at the moment in South Australia here, but Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, well, maybe not Queensland at the moment, but Northern Territory as well.
Correct.
We're kind of surrounded by COVID hotspots. So a cynical person might say it's just a matter of time before the Delta.
It will be.
I'm sure that they can get it under control and people can do the right thing. I'm sorry, I couldn't. I tried, I couldn't.
I think that last bit's the issue we're having. Although that being said, in our state, we are pretty good at doing the right thing, which is why we've got away with it so well so far. So that's a drifting off the subject. Anyway, try not to talk about COVID too much because it kind of sucks, that subject.
Well, while I haven't seen any of those movies, I have seen one that wasn't on our list, which fits into the same sort of genre.
Tell me all about it.
Which is called Boss Level.
Okay, Boss Level. What's that about?
So Boss Level is it's essentially a completely action-packed Groundhog Day.
Okay.
So the main premise is this guy, he is ex-military special forces, relives the same day over and over again, but unfortunately he starts his day by waking up and having 7 assassins try to kill him.
That's unfortunate. And he Not a good way to start the day.
No, and he has to essentially survive all the various different assassin attacks to try to get further to work out what's going on. And
is this the guy from Marvel? He's in Marvel.
Yes, he's been in a few different Marvel.
He plays the big puncher guy. What's his, the in Captain America?
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah,
I have no idea what you're talking about. The big puncher guy.
The big puncher guy.
How about you look that up while we continue talking about?
He's been in a few different things. It's not a spoiler. It's obvious he's the bad guy from the second you see him slash every trailer slash just him in general. Is Mel Gibson?
Okay. Yeah. He is a bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
He plays Agent Romulo.
Show me a picture.
Brock Romulo.
Watching Scott operate some technology here is really okay. Great. Yep. Very good.
So yeah, it's really good. So and yeah, the story obviously progresses as he learns more, but it's quite amusing because all the assassins, the seven different assassins, are very unique assassins. So they all have like different specialties, and he gives them all nicknames because obviously, you know, he doesn't learn anything about them other than they're trying to kill him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite a good movie.
Yeah, I did see the trailer too.
And that, yeah, it's Groundhog Day with assassins. So, you know,
well, what's not to love?
Exactly.
Groundhog Day is a great movie. The concept is a good concept.
So he basically has to get through them all and figure it out as he goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he keep losing to them and then until he sort of figures out how?
Yeah, it does a cool thing. Like the very first one is him sort of like just being really awesome and being able to like, you know, this guy's trying to have a knife out with him and he's just like dodging it while drinking a coffee because he knows every move the guy's going to make. And then it shows a montage of him failing multiple times and all the different ways he very painfully dies. And every time he dies, it resets.
So he doesn't have a quick save then?
No. If it does, he unfortunately quick saved at the most inopportune time and there's no way to get back to it. I've done that in a few games.
I accidentally
quick save just before you fall off a cliff and then you reload.
You're falling. Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much the premise. But yeah, it's a really good movie. I would recommend it. Guys should go give it a watch as well.
That's three that I need to go see now.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing? Just go watch it now.
Okay. See, I normally don't have, but when I get home from the end of the day, I don't normally have I can't be asked watching a movie, basically.
No, either can I.
I can't concentrate for that long, to be honest.
I watched this during our last lockdown.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was sitting at home and I went, what am I going to do? Mm. So I watched a movie.
But recently I bit the bullet and decided to struggle through it, and I've been able to see some really good movies. So I'm glad to have gotten out of that funk. Which it wasn't like me, so
I'm glad your funk's gone too. Now that we're sharing the room.
Just curious, Boss Level, what platform did you watch?
Amazon.
There you go.
Yeah,
excellent. Did you need Prime for that, or was it a higher
Amazon Prime? But it was. Oh, was it included, or did I? Was it a extra one that I paid for? I don't remember. You'll find out. It'll be a surprise.
Yes, what a nice surprise. Oh, it's only $6 anyway. All right. Well, that's fantastic. So we've all been hitting the movie, hitting the streaming services.
We're certainly not in the cinema, so.
Exactly right. Well, I was thinking about, you know, all these movies we've been watching, and it's been a while since we've done a retro rewatch.
It has. It has been a passage of time.
So what was the last one we did? It wasn't that awful Labyrinth, but that's the only one that sticks in my mind.
No, we've done Labyrinth, which was incredible and amazing and everybody should watch. We did rewatch. I'm mixing up.
Oh, yeah, Batman.
Batman, yeah, we watched Batman. I keep mixing up the rewatches and the recastings because we watched all the movies. Rewatch, yeah, might have been Batman. Might have been the last actual rewatch.
So.
Yeah.
But we have a new one. Obviously, it's August. We're well into August now. By the time this comes out, we'll be even more into August. So that means we'll be.
That is how time works.
It does move forward, at least at this speed.
Even tomorrow, we'll be more into August.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right now, we're more into August than previously. So
you're right. Let's not do that. Yeah. Oh, wow. You were right again.
I know. Deep. This is a deep conversation. You don't need to listen to all those involved podcasts, you know, that talk about the quandaries of human existence. Just listen to us. That's all you need. So I was thinking, given Halloween is near, we should watch a scary movie. And given that we've already seen Labyrinth, I thought that perhaps we should start. I was thinking, you know, like along the lines of Halloween. And yes. Friday the 13th,
yes.
Those sorts of movies. But, you know, they're a bit cliche and there's so many remakes these days in a way.
And they're they're classic horror movies, but they're not exactly pop culture.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a niche there, but not one that we kind of engage in more to
care about.
Yeah, care about. Let's just put it that way. However,
this is not relevant to our interests.
I believe it was it yourself? That
it was. It was myself that oddly enough came up with a great idea.
Well, you get the pleasure of announcing what movie we'll watch.
So this time we will be getting together separately, more than likely, but we'll still all queue it up at the same time. And we are going to watch Evil Dead.
Yeah. So I don't know what platform it's on yet, but Evil Dead kind of ticks the box of it's horror.
It is horror.
And it's also pop culture.
It is a classic. It's got, you know.
What's his face?
I'm having a mental blank now. Bruce Campbell's classic character of Ash with his boomstick. So it will be a good.
That sounds like other movies you've suggested I watch, but I think this is the one where it traumatized me as a child seeing the VHS cover on the shelves.
Oh, probably. Because
I'm pretty sure it's just like a naked skull with eyeballs. Is that the one? I don't know. I think if it is, that traumatized me because I was terrified of skeletons. And yeah, anyway, that's my story. So I look forward to breaking the shackles. I mean, there's lots of movies that I hated as a kid because they were terribly scary and I've never watched them. Gremlins. Was that the last one we did? Gremlins?
No, we never watched
Gremlins. We talked about To Dewey Gremlins. Yeah. We never did it.
We never did it.
We never did it.
Oh, that must have been something I watched with my wife. Yes. Anyway, my bad.
Yeah, it must have been, yeah.
Because I hated that movie as a kid. It terrified me. But then when I watched it again as an adult, I thought it was hilarious and fantastic.
I hated Gremlins 2 as a kid, but that's just because it was a really bad movie.
I hated Labyrinth. Get out. Just because that was a bad movie.
Yeah.
You get out.
I don't need to see that guy's junk.
That's it.
Well, no, that was a good
movie. Why not?
That was the redeeming part of it.
Yeah, no, that whole movie smelled bad.
Here's some trivia for you.
Yes.
That part, before they got David Bowie to do it, it was going to be a puppet, but they decided they wanted a person to do it, and they were tossing up the idea of different musicians because they wanted a musician to do it. And one of the names that they were going to go with was Michael Jackson. Can you imagine a movie about Michael Jackson kidnapping a baby and taking
it and luring kids away? Probably not.
It probably wouldn't have aged as well as David Bowie.
No, probably not. Yeah, at least, yeah. Let's not go there, shall we? Okay, well, so we'll do that. Evil Dead. We will announce it more formally on our Facebook page. So make sure you check out our Facebook page to keep in touch. And we'll live tweet the whole time. And we'll probably be separated, but we'll be together. Guys, I tell you what. Thankfully, this is not a video podcast, but we'll tee it up and we'll watch it all together enjoy The Evil Dead once we find out, of course, which platform it's on.
Yes, we literally came up with the idea while we were sitting here. So give us a hot minute to actually research what we're talking about and then we'll get back to you guys.
Exactly. So from all this content that we've currently devoured, I'm moving on to Marvel, which is probably the biggest producer of content recently from one particular studio, and particularly when you consider that it's all Disney now, it's even more. So I saw the first episode of Marvel's What If. Have you guys seen that yet?
No. So what is the What If series about?
So
and they're going to do different.
They kind of go, what if, and then they do something.
What if Scott was better at doing this podcast? Well, he would probably be a fully functioning member of this podcast, for instance. See, it does kind of stretch the bounds of reality.
It does. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around that.
I mean, he's managed to get some cans of Red Bull today, so that's to be applauded. Certainly better than last time.
I forgot my headphones.
Yes, you did. But don't worry, I forgot to set it up so you could have your headphones anyway. True. So that's all cool. I should explain that because I have rearranged my studio. I'm still waiting on parts to be able to make everything work the way it should. But we're making things work as regardless, just it not the headphones.
We'll get to this soon, but it is very pretty.
It is a very pretty room.
We'll get there. It's even pretty with the lights off.
We should do that.
I'm pretty with the lights off.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
So yeah, What If is basically that. So as you're probably aware, if you've watched Loki, have you watched that?
Yes. But okay. No, what I meant is it, so you say you've watched the first episode. Now, this is obviously about Peggy Carter.
This episode is, yes.
This one about her, if she was Captain America or Captain Britain, is it?
I'll cover that shortly, yes.
But is the next one about something else? Is that?
I presume so.
Aha, okay. So it's not like a Peggy Carter series.
No, so I think it's exploring
that series was called Peggy Carter.
That was terrible.
I think.
I hated it.
Okay. Why didn't you tell us what you really think? Okay. This is exploring the multiverse, given that we are now in a fractured multiverse. So it's almost opening up to all the what ifs.
And thanks, Loki.
Yeah. Wasn't his fault. So I saw the first episode and thought it was awesome, actually. Animation was fantastic. It was just a lot of action. Like it was just go, because it's only got 36 minutes to tell you the story. And I like that. That constraint meant there was no lagging. Because it's one thing I'm not really a fan of in the Marvel anything is their tendency to just crap on a bit, which is great if you're a super, super, super nerd. But if you're just wanting to get the story told, not always great. The Avengers movies were really bad for this.
What?
As far as I'm concerned. So yeah, she basically became the super soldier instead of Steve Rogers. So I'm not going to go into what happened exactly, but it ended up that she got dosed instead.
Did she get ripped?
She got ripped.
Nice.
She was a big lady.
Does she come out of the capsule and Steve Rogers come and poke her in the boob? like she did to him?
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Well, she did to him. That's a bit unfair.
I don't know if they could have a relationship now. I'm pretty sure she'd crush him.
Death by suicide.
Exactly.
Hot. It's the way
that's in episode two. So the result was an action-packed episode of beatings, broken bones, dead Hydra and Nazis. You know, what's not to love about that?
Yeah, or the classics, you know, exactly. All the children-friendly, you know.
Yeah. So she becomes Captain Carter.
Captain Carter.
And she does have the Union Jack on her uniform.
I did see that.
And on her shield. So that's great. But I think why I like it so much is that the hero is in America for once.
Mm.
And in fact, I don't want to spoil anything.
She was never American.
No, she wasn't. But who got the shield?
Yeah, but she's still the hero of Agent Carter show.
Oh, yeah. And that was fantastic of her.
No, it was terrible.
So that was fantastic. So if you haven't already gone and watched it, please do. Obviously, I'm not, you know, pumping it up for Marvel, but or trying to get you to buy a Disney Plus subscription. But
you should.
Chances are, if you have kids, you have one.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. Give it a watch. It is fantastic. All right. So we've got to the gaming update, guys. All right. So this is where you talk about what you've been doing in gaming.
Yes.
Everybody knows what games I play. Well, they're not necessarily games. They're simulators. Anyway, whatever. I do have a new addition though. Just want to cover. I finally got a Track IR.
Oh, I thought you had a new addition to your simulator games. I was going to say, oh, you bought Power Wash Simulator.
What?
There's a game called Power Wash Simulator.
And it's like
a pressure cleaner. Power washer, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've done that in real life. It's not that exciting. I was car detailer for a while. Well, it helped out with my stepdad's car detailer.
I own PC Builder Simulator, so, you know.
Wow.
Maybe I should do that as a training course. So when I want to upgrade this, I can go, oh, I know what to do.
You really should. It has all the current parts.
And then I'll just go, oh, hang on. Why doesn't my mouse fix my computer?
If it is like a real life, it's like you have to wait 6 months for that part.
Yeah, exactly. Especially at the moment, it's awful. So, guys, tell us, what have you been doing in the world of gaming?
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing?
What have you done, Scott?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll tell everyone what I've done. Now, I'm a giant nerd. Everyone knows this.
Correct.
I, as we've talked about on this podcast previously, I have the next-gen consoles, and they're excellent. I even have a newish TV now, which is great.
Wait, you said consoles?
Console.
Which one?
Xbox.
Okay.
I do want the PlayStation, but, you know, it's a massive wait. Can't wait. But there's nothing new out. Just there's a big old black hole of nothing good coming out.
There is a massive black hole of anything good coming out on consoles.
Correct. It's been a bit pooey. So I have decided in my boredom, I went back and reactivated my World of Warcraft account. And I've been playing that with the new Shadowlands expansion. And
is Shadowlands still the latest one?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's old now.
Yeah, it's like nearly a year, I think. I don't know. But everything went back to like level 60.
Yeah,
was the level cap? From like 120 to 60. I was like, what the hell? I came on and all my old characters are like now level 40 or 50. Yeah. I was like, what?
It scaled back. It's because it was getting ridiculous. Like my paladin was, when I was playing, like just before they did that in the previous expansion, was, you know, the damage was in the millions.
Yeah,
it was. And it was ridiculous trying to, you know, then give everything enough hit points to survive, stuff like that. Things had to have like, you know, multiple millions of hit points, you know, and bosses were just insane. And they just went, eh, this is too much effort. So they just essentially got every number and then just like cut it by 50%.
They did. I did notice that. And also not just that is they like all the, because there's so many obviously expansions and that and different ways to level up. Now, instead of going through the storyline like you normally would, like you're starting out in like, you know, let's say Alliance and you're a human like in Elwynn Forest, you don't even do that anymore. You basically, it's all, yeah, you start off in this little noob zone and by the end of it, you're going straight into like Battle of Azeroth, which is like the one before this.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting.
Now you can go do the Chromie thing, you know, go back in time and do the time thingies, but boring. So I found it was a bit different, bit odd, but it's same old WoW.
Yeah, just, no, Shadow, I played for maybe a fortnight doing Shadowlands and got to the max level and started doing the Torghast stuff, which was pretty interesting. Torghast was pretty good, but it just got samey.
Well, I did start doing that and then just start a new character and just see how far I could get within like a couple, well, it's only been now a week and I'm already at level 40, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's interesting, but if you're playing on the PC, there's other options. Like I said to you before, there's the games that I've been playing are a couple of new MMOs. One was in beta access called New World by a small development company called Amazon.
Oh yeah.
So you know, wish them luck. You know, they're having some trouble with their servers. There wasn't enough servers. So hopefully, when they sell a few copies of the game, they can afford to pick up a few extra servers for release.
Oh, I know what happened there. So they diverted their funds to this giant penis they were sending up into space.
And the rocket he rode on.
So how long ago did you get back?
last week.
Okay. Yeah. Have you done your 14 days?
No, I haven't.
That's now
space COVID.
No, you be quiet, you. That's now out of beta, and it's waiting for release, which got pushed back a little bit because of various issues. But that was quite fun. It's an interesting one that there's no classes. Essentially, you level up weapons, so you have your character, and if you want to be a ranger, you just attack. You equip a bow, or you can do a musket and use guns. And if you want to be a tank, you equip a sword and a shield or a double-handed axe, and you level up those specific weapons and get different skills for those weapons.
But you don't
have to go back and respec everything. You just go, yep, I want to do this now. I'll put this weapon on.
Because, you know, I like that idea because, you know, I used to think I was indecisive, but now I'm not so sure. Mm. And that's an issue that carries through to these sorts of games as well. That's why I have multiple characters on STO.
Yeah, and you like it as well because it doesn't, unlike WoW, you don't just have, you know, you pick two out of all of the gathering options. All of the gathering things are there. You just level them up individually. So you level up your mining and your lumbering and your gathering, which is, you know, your herbalism and stuff like that. And you can create all the stuff yourself. So you can get drops for stuff.
Is it fantasy? Like,
yeah, it's fantasy. Yeah.
Essentially, it's not real life.
No. Just quite. Are you caught in a landslide? it's essentially, there's rumors of a new world out there that nobody ever returns from, and you are like on a boat that's sent to go out there, and the boat gets destroyed and you wash up on the island, and now, hey, you're here. But yeah, so that's going to be coming out again soon, which is good. But in the meantime,
so you said that was in beta.
It was in beta. Yeah, it was early access, but that ended a week or so ago.
They could always do the Star Citizen way of dealing. If money is really tight for them, they can just sell ideas or sell pictures online and just never have the game running.
Yeah. No, they've done more than that already, fortunately. But yeah, so in the meantime, Bless Unleashed has just come out as well, which is a free-to-play Korean MMO. You can obviously, because it is still in the new phase, you can buy like a Founders Edition DLC, which gives you a bunch of in-game items to, you know, support them, but you don't have to. If you don't want to pay anything, the entire game's free.
And is it good Korea or naughty Korea?
It's good Korea. South. No, it's very pretty, but it's very different from your standard MMO, where it's not, you know, you don't just run around. You've got, you know, 50 keyboard buttons that do different skills and whatever. It's, you do attack combos with your left and your right mouse clicks, and you've got a few active skills on like 1, 2, 3, 4, but that's about it. But you also then have like an active dodge, so you can dodge out of the way of attacks. You can like roll to the side or roll back to avoid taking damage rather than just standing there and healing up afterwards. So it is a lot more involved, and you've got to pay a lot more attention than just your regular MMO.
Like Skyrim, and you're about to get hit with a giant axe and you just pause and eat 50 wheels of cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
And
then you can't do that. Yeah.
I'm good. Back to it. Yep. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Instead you just, you know, step to the side and it misses you.
Yeah. Fair enough. Sounds boring.
Yeah, so that's free
actual
to play,
participation. So I didn't sign up for this.
Scott's an old man now; he hasn't got the reflexes to dodge things. So
I just set macros on my World of Warcraft and sit back and get fat.
Speaking of not being involved, I've been starting to watch a bit of Twitch.
Yes.
There you go.
So
welcome to the herd.
Thank you very much. And not just Twitch. This is for Flight Sim,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not that exciting.
No, it doesn't sound.
But
I'll be honest.
But I like to learn that way. So I'm watching them do their things, going through their procedures or whatever. They're not that stringent on them, by the way, but I'm just learning different things, and I found it really entertaining, but also flying along with them because with the simulator, obviously it's not a game. So there's nothing, no activities to do as such other than the landing challenges to get you back into it. Like you want to have to do it because you want to simulate flight, right? Well, you don't always feel it, but when there's a whole group of people online that are joining in together, that's really great. So I've been using that as an avenue to fly.
Did you go?
I didn't go inverted.
You didn't go You didn't go inverted. That's a shame.
That's a shame. Though they are releasing a Top Gun expansion pack that is for Flight Simulator.
Does it blast Danger Zone the entire time you're playing?
I hope so. I hope so. If not, I'll just turn Kenny Loggins on myself. Yeah. that's what I've been doing. So there's a guy on Twitch I follow, and there's a guy on YouTube as well. I've actually subscribed to the guy on YouTube, paying my first class lounge fees.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a new era for me, another way to waste my money. So it's they're all locals, but they're both Australians, the guys that I follow. And one of them is actually a commercial pilot, and of course with the aviation industry currently, it's a bit, well, shit, basically. So
to put it bluntly,
he's gone into streaming as a way to keep himself busy and hopefully make a bit of money. So I don't mind supporting these guys because I'm getting entertainment value out of it too. It's getting me on the game.
Yeah, Twitch is great. There's a lot of great streamers out there that you can just sit down and watch them do.
I'm just waiting for them. I'm just waiting for them to offer me like bathwater to buy and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, no, most streamers will do that. Yeah,
I think so. My brother's getting quite into his streaming.
Bathwater.
He's selling his bathwater if you want some.
It's a bit cloudy.
No, but so he's starting to get a bit of a following on his Call of Duty stuff. So I've noticed that because he asked me to follow him, so I did. As you do.
That's how you got involved in this podcast, is it not?
Pretty much. And then and then I just sort of noticed that he's starting to get a fair few followers every time. So I was like, oh, good on you, man.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. I've been doing a little bit of on and off stuff, and I'm tossing up at the moment whether to commit to streaming on Twitch or to stream on YouTube because they all have their
I reckon just continue with your OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do a lot of good content on that. So
I did see that you got a poll installed the other day.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
And then a poll in the room as well.
Yeah,
exactly.
so I was actually thinking, because obviously I've got a bit of a kit now. Mm. I've got obviously the upgrades to the room, which look pretty, because I have a stream cam, a Logitech stream cam, not sponsored.
I'm glad.
Yep. And that faces my new set decoration in here. So I was thinking, do I try?
Good news geek.
Leave my little sign alone. I haven't adjusted it since episode 29, as you can see, because I'm lazy and I haven't done it. Because I was using it for my little photos for me, but now I've done it digitally, so whatever. The probie can talk.
Probie can talk.
You're getting docked pay this week.
Goodness. Who drats.
Yeah. So that leads nicely into my segue, actually. So what I was considering I was thinking of recording, not streaming, but recording and putting a video on the Facebook page, but I'm not sure what game people would like me to play. So if you have an idea of a game you want me to play and see me suffer in.
Viscera Cleanup. Matt, what game were you thinking?
I was thinking maybe you should play Viscera Cleanup.
Oh. I think so too. It's a good idea.
Okay, well, maybe we'll put it to the vote on Facebook.
Okay, 2-1.
On Facebook. Viscera, you reckon?
Yes. Well, I mean, only if you want to play with us. And if you don't, well, you know.
Well, how about we do that before the next podcast?
How about we do that?
We'll record it and see what it comes out like.
Do it.
Yay. All right, we'll do that, see how it goes. And once that disaster is over, maybe I'll try something else.
Yeah, probably good.
I can give you many, many games to torment you. I mean, to give you good ideas to play.
Excellent. Because I love playing games on the computer. I'm just not overly good at it. That's okay. That's why I like the simulator, because I'm okay at it. Anyway, speaking of the studio.
Yes, your studio. Let's talk about it more.
So it's undergone some changes, as you can see. We did our tax return and we got a healthy return. So
did you claim the computer upgrades as a...
Oh, I totally should have. That $4,000 would have reduced my taxable income beautifully.
Yeah, you needed this for work.
Yeah. Yeah, you work from home.
You worked from home so much. I would have.
I wish. It's only one day a week now, but that's very generous, I think, anyway. Except when, obviously, we're in lockdown. Things change then, obviously. But yeah,
you're not counted as an essential worker like the rest of the state seems to be.
Essential worker. So not telling everyone what I do, but yes, we could have nominated to be on call.
Yeah.
To respond to any serious accidents.
Yep.
I'm trying to do this so that we could respond in the way that we're meant to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. But I was not one of those people.
Gotcha.
So I was not considered essential, but I did have plenty of work to keep me busy back here.
Gotcha. John's a stormtrooper.
I work for the Empire.
I thought he was a paramedic at a strip club.
Yeah.
Yes. Chest compressions. That's all I can say. Wait, she's still breathing. Yeah, I know. So. It's not completed yet, this this setup I have currently. And I will post pictures so you can see what it's involved. But basically, it's involved the installation of a whole bunch of RGB LED strips on furniture and color-changing light globes in fancy IKEA lamps and stuff like that. Also got some products called Displates, not sponsored, and they are metal prints. What I mean by that is they are prints on a metal board. What would you call it, a metal board? Metal plate. Displate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got five.
I wonder how they came up with that name.
I don't know. Shut up. I've got five lightsabers on the wall and they all look very, very nice. So the whole package
now. They
are
very cool. I am actually quite impressed with those.
Thank you. Yes.
This is what I want to do. So I want to like paint over them a little bit with like the, to turn them like sort of 3D, but with the, like the glow sort of paint. So when you do turn the,
I have a black light in here or something.
No, you just when you turn the light off, they'll glow. That. You don't want to do that. Yeah. The rest of the walls will light up as well. No, but you know what I mean?
And Starfield.
And then all those will glow as well.
Yeah. How about no? Mm. Nice idea. Perhaps you can get in touch with Displate and float your idea. So they came from
I'll just take them
Poland.
Home with me.
They were manufactured in Poland and shipped. And they delivered on a Sunday, which I thought was weird because, you know, if I've learned anything from Harry Potter, is that there's no post on Sundays. But anyway, moving on.
That was what you learned from
Harry Potter? That's right. So, it's not quite set up yet and I'm still waiting for parts. So it's kind of a bit with the podcast setup because the issue I'm finding is I have my computer situated on my desk now where I can enjoy the maximum beauty of the computer. So I can see the internals as well as the front fans, which are all lit up RGB because it was in the corner out of the way, which saved a lot of space.
Did.
But where it currently is, even though it looks beautiful, it's a little bit in the way with podcasting stuff.
I thought you just put it there so you didn't have to see Scott while we recorded.
No, unfortunately, I can still see him.
Yeah.
He's got a very big head. So,
Well, I mean, he's not wrong, but that was harsh.
Sorry, I'm just admiring my quick venom that I can just spit at random. So, sorry, Scott. I mean, really Proby sad. Or whoever the hell you are.
It's okay. Continue.
I've been nicer to you, but you didn't make up for the absence of the Red Bull last week.
You were going to bring me two big ones and I was going to drink them both on stream.
I have another one in the car.
He was saving it for himself.
I only had so many hands as I walked in the front door.
Usually that's not a problem for you. So there's like, I'm waiting for cords and stuff like that. But once it's all set up, then I will try and be functional for both things while still looking beautiful.
I think it looks good. I just can't see it very well from my corner position in the room.
Well, I think you've done a fantastic job. I think it looks good. And I think it'll be interesting to see you do some streaming/recording in here. And if you get sick of the quality of that camera, let me know and I'll give you some ideas.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You don't like my camera?
No, he doesn't.
I wasn't going to get like a proper camera.
No, obviously.
Because I have a DSLR and I could have got a capture card for it, which I did explore. Mm-hmm. But then I'd need to get a battery adapter so that it wouldn't turn off. And that was a real pain in the neck to find one that has an Australian prong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, they're good cameras, the stream cams. They just have a few issues. Yours might not be too bad where it is. They have some auto-focusing issues.
Mm-hmm.
They have a weird field of view. It's wider than some, but it's not wide enough usually. So it gives you like.
I hope it's wide enough. I'll need the angle.
Sometimes it can give.
What do you use
a
for your OnlyFans?
I use
something with a very large lens.
No, I'm good. It is
high magnification.
I looked at the same thing. I looked at using a digital SLR. I actually bought one of the battery packs off Amazon for like $20. It was quite easy. But
for your camera model, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I use a Canon, so a lot cheaper than
much easier
Nikon's.
Than Nikon. Yeah.
I'm currently using a GoPro connected up to the capture card, which records in 4K instead of the 720, 1080. That will be.
There you go. I have a GoPro 8 that you can borrow.
This is 1080.
Yeah. 120 degree field of view. So very wide angle.
Mm. Yeah.
Amazing quality.
The newer GoPros, like they're really good
incredible.
Quality.
So yeah, maybe look at that. And you don't even need a expensive stream cam. You can get like the $20-$30 Amazon ones that will be USB 3 and record in 4K.
Well, this will do me for now.
It will do.
It costs a little bit of money.
It did. That's what I said. Definitely get the use out of it.
Got it on sale though.
Even if you do want to go the other route, still keep that one as a second angle camera, for your cool backgrounds and stuff like that, because you've got some really cool stuff in here, so you can have some different angles. So.
The one thing I will say about the stream cam is that the software that comes with it for streaming
software is pretty good.
It is so resource heavy. I couldn't encode.
Yeah.
I couldn't play a game and record a video.
Though that being most said, people have two PC setups, so that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So this is obviously an excellent PC.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It actually is amazing. I still have a race with Yolanda. We just got her a new laptop, which I think we discussed last time. I have a race with Yolanda on who can load up The Sims quickest, and I'm in there in like blink of an eye, and she's still waiting. So that's good. So I like having that superiority. In the old laptop she had was much worse. It like took ages. Like you'd have to turn it on, get it loading, and then walk away.
You start loading the Sims and your Sim children would be dead before it loads.
That's right. So that's what I've been doing, and spent a bit of money in here. My very patient wife, who has allowed this to occur, who obviously loves me a lot or is setting me up for a real big shock at some point, has let it happen, and she has expended a lot of energy to enable me because I, how do I put it? I've got a medical exemption for basically exerting any kind of effort. It's called laziness. So Yolanda has helped a lot with this. So I do appreciate the help. But yeah, I will post pictures and maybe do a tour, but it's a very small room to show. But
Matt's
off.
Right.
Just when do a 360 video on the photos.
Yeah, Matt's right though, when you're talking about the streaming and that, if you had a separate camera set up that you can have different angles, because you do have a lot of cool stuff going on, you could get a couple of angles of you and the room, and I think it would look good, especially with the way you've got everything set up. It's nice.
Well, if it's piqued your curiosity, then by all means, check out our Facebook page and you will see pictures and probably a video. Right. We've left Star Trek. We've got some Star Trek stuff coming up. And you may have noticed, and let's not give hints to people just yet, but we've got a little segment that's probably going to make some people angry.
Always made me angry and I was just reading it.
But we'll start here with Lower Decks and Star Trek Prodigy. So Lower Decks is back on.
It is back on Amazon. Yes.
And I've watched the first episode of season two this week. Now that I've caught up with the pace of the show, because I remember saying that it's just go, go, go. It's exhausting to kind of watch. Now I've got in with the pace. I love it.
You feeling it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Which is great because honestly, it is the best Star Trek out there at the moment.
It is, yeah.
Hands down, which is a bit, well, sad. I know that some people were not very happy with the fact they didn't like Discovery. They may have thought because the lead character was female, maybe that I didn't like it and things like that was suggested from some people.
But and while those things are true, that's not the entire reason.
That is not the truth. That is not true. But this is an example of where you have the main character is female.
She is.
And the captain of the ship is also female, and their mother and daughter. And I love it. Initially, I didn't like her because I thought she's a bit of a pig, but her character developed over time and you can kind of see how she got where she got.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all of a sudden she was relatable, which I think it was missing initially. So that's really good.
I related because I'm a horrible person.
Well, yeah, so, I know. Yeah. I think you said that last time too, so truth. But there's also a new Star Trek coming out, which I'm excited to see.
There is.
Star Trek Prodigy. Now, I haven't done a lot of research. Surprise, surprise. But it appears from the from the trailer that it will follow a ragtag group of friends attempting to escape their crappy life or whatever's going on. It looks like they're in some sort of forced servitude or something. Yeah, exactly. So they just happen to find a Starfleet vessel because Starfleet just misplaces starships all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the famous quote? Where do we park the ship?
Yeah. What's the quote?
From, was it Star Trek 3? Is it, everybody remember where we parked the ship?
Yep.
Oh, you fail.
The movies, I don't know. They're just not.
You suck.
You suck.
Until the next gen era, we didn't really watch the movies. I've only watched them once and I did like a marathon. Yeah, anyway, I'm ashamed. I'll flagellate myself tonight.
What?
It's punish yourself. Oh. It's what people do when they're like doing penance. Mm. Self-flagellation. Look it up, ladies and gents.
I don't.
We're safe search.
I do a thing with my like tie from work and I. No?
No. Okay.
That's a bit different. Thank you very much. Oh, that's a visual image I'm not going to get out of my head. So that tie wrapped around your massive head.
It's going to be a big tie.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not go there. So they've happened to find a Starfleet vessel equipped with emergency training hologram, and it is the visage and voice of none other than Catherine Janeway. She's the emergency training hologram, which they obviously activate at some point, which tells them how to fly a starship.
Yeah, it's really nice of Starfleet to not only just leave ships laying around the place, but include a program that teaches whoever steals the ship on how to
operate
fully
it.
Use it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So I'm really looking forward to this.
It's kind of like if you left your keys in the car with a note that says, careful, second gear sticks.
Yeah, that's right. What's wrong with this? Starfleet, they are very generous with their resources. So this is, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, Catherine Janeway is my second favourite captain in Star Trek.
Interesting.
Second favourite. Obviously, Picard's my first. But it's very even. It's very even, only because I grew up on Voyager first before any other Star Trek.
Ah, really?
So yeah, she's my first.
Wow.
She popped my Star Trek cherry. First.
I was not going to go there, but here we have gone.
And there is something about a woman in power anyway. And then 7 and 9 came along and that opened a whole new world. So that's really good. Also that who will appear is Robert Beltran, who plays Chakotay. So his voice will be in there somehow. And I imagine there'll be cameos from basically pretty much everyone from Voyager.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to find an excuse to bring the Voyager people back. I mean, all the Next Gen people came back with Picard and...
Yeah, which is disappointing.
Spock came back with the Star Trek reboot
movies.
They'll struggle getting Spock back now.
Yeah, well.
They'll have to offer a lot of money and a seance. The animation style, this is another animated series.
It is very pretty animation.
Yeah, it's a Pixar, like DreamWorks style. And it is pretty stunning. Like it's quite a saturated color field given that it's set in space and it seems to be marketed to kids.
Of course it is.
I'm not sure on what platform it will stream, but
tell you one thing, it won't be Disney.
It won't be Disney because Paramount Plus is coming out in Australia.
I did see something about Paramount Plus.
Yeah. So like all the Star Trek properties belong to Paramount now because they're part of, the TV station that owns it. Anyway, I don't know. Just big business bull crap.
Well, there you go.
Yet another streaming service we may have to invest in to watch our Star Trek.
Yeah, if that's...
But only when the licenses expire for Picard and everything else that's on like the other streaming services. Yeah. So,
What else would be on Paramount Plus? Because if it's just Star Trek, I don't think I'll bother.
Oh, there's like, I don't know, crap on there. do you like the answer? There's crap on there. Yeah, there's stuff on there.
That's crap.
Yeah. I don't know, whatever Paramount produce, I guess.
Which is?
A fair bit, I guess.
I'm pretty sure I said, movies. I'm pretty sure there's crap. I'm pretty sure I said that. But like it'll be TV stations too. Was it ABC or NBC? NBC, I think it is.
So. I did notice that there's going to be a lot of Australian stuff on this new Paramount Plus. So I heard on the radio they were saying how all these new, but a lot of Australian dramas and stuff were going over to it. So.
Oh. I wonder if they'll hook up with Stan.
Maybe.
So you listen to the radio?
Sometimes when I'm driving. I drive a lot.
Do you? Yeah. Okay. That's right then.
I listen to my podcast.
Instead of listening to the radios, you should listen to the Good News Geek podcast on all good podcast apps.
Absolutely. You can ask your Google Assistant and she will play the latest episode for you. Just say the thing that will activate her. I have one in this room, so I'm not going to say it. Please play Good News Geek.
Don't.
And she'll do it. She knows what she's doing. She's a clever cookie. And we are wherever good podcasts are played. How we got there, I don't know. Good luck and a lot of complaining. So there's a next segment that I wanted to touch on quickly before we close, and it's probably going to get some people angry.
Nothing like ending on a calm, relaxing note. I'm feeling very zen. Nothing can upset me.
Did we discuss this movie last podcast? I don't think we did.
The female cast?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Sorry. We mentioned it in passing, but I don't think we really went into it.
Okay, so we mentioned Star.
We did mention Stars.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
We did.
Yeah. So it didn't really have much to cover because I don't know a lot about it other than what's in the trailer, which looks amazing. I just wanted to see how excited you guys are for Ghostbusters.
Trepidatious.
Okay. But are you hopeful or?
Is it the old cast? I don't know who's
new
in
cast,
it.
But there does seem to be cameos by the.
Yeah.
So this is a continuation of the original stories, forgetting about the last one.
Good. Good.
Okay, well, I'm very hopeful. The original director's involved.
You're normally the pessimist and I'm normally the optimist and I'm really not that keen on it only because the last one killed it for me.
Okay, so the reason-
See, that really works out. So we've got the pessimist, we've got the optimist and we've got the cynicist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, the reason I am optimistic is because I have to be, because this has to be good. Because otherwise-
Well, it doesn't-
I'll cry.
Because, I mean-
No. It has to be good. It has to be. My- Happiness depends on it.
I hope it is.
I'm sure it will be better than the last outing. Well, which
that's actually a good point. It can't be worse.
Oh, but it could.
No, it could
see,
not
sinister.
Be.
I have to do it. I have to be the sinister. So I'm
no,
sorry, but
no.
I am so jaded now from just horrible remakes and reboots. Correct. That I cannot.
That's what I'm worried about.
Even give it a chance without that in the back of my mind of going, this could just go horribly wrong.
No, it cannot be worse than The Last Outing. There is no way. The last one. So that leads to the next question, which is, how much did you hate the most recent remake?
I mean, I really like. No, I didn't. I hated it. It was awful. There was no reason to make it.
You don't like movies, though, unless David Bowie is in them. So.
Yeah, it's true. You did like Labyrinth. So I'm not sure if your opinion can really be trusted.
No.
I just thought it was awful because it was just.
It was unnecessary.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind the idea of, you know, rebooting it for a new audience and that kind of thing. It was just a stupid movie.
They have gone through a little series lately of casting all female cast remakes of movies, and it has been terrible. And I don't think any of them have been a hit.
I think you have to tell a story that needs to be told or that people want to see rather than producing a movie because you want to go, oh, let's do that again, but this time with differences.
Yeah, I have no problem with championing like female actors and them to be the lead. That's fine. There's movies for it that it's working. Like Wonder Woman, perfect example.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Mm-hmm.
The Ghostbusters didn't.
No.
Birds of Prey didn't.
No. I haven't seen that one actually. But no, the Ghostbusters, I just thought it was, I didn't think it was the best that you could get out of those actors either.
No,
it wasn't.
You even had Chris Hemsworth there trying to save the day that couldn't.
Well, they all sucked.
Yeah, they did.
They all sucked.
It's actually a good cast.
They're all funny actors. Yes.
It's a good cast.
I think that's
terrible
what,
movie.
I think that's what shocked me the most was that. Well, you know.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
I expect
great.
It to be Hilarious. Great. I just don't know.
I'm not a fan.
It was like a bad Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. But he's very hit and miss with his movies, I get that.
Yeah.
And that's what it was sort of like. It was almost like they tried way too hard to be.
Yes.
Get all
they
the,
tried
all
too the, hard to be funny rather than the comedy just being a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went, we've got these four incredibly funny people, according to some. and we want to make every single one of their scenes as funny as we can, and we want every single one to be as funny as each other. And it didn't mesh and it didn't flow. It clashed, and that was the problem.
So, all that in mind, do you think the new one could be worse?
I think there's always a possibility.
I think that you're struggling.
Not, but we'll see. When does it come out? Do we know? Do we have a time frame?
I don't have it on hand. No, but any time is going to be too long. Be great to see.
If the last 2 years have taught me anything, is that things can always get worse.
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it can't get worse than this, can it? Oh, you've done it now.
So just quickly on things getting worse and potential delays and stuff like that. Obviously, Black Widow was delayed because of coronavirus.
Long time, yeah.
It was.
Over a year.
Yeah, and it was highly anticipated. I sometimes worry when movies get delayed that people might be tempted to go back and touch on things and think, oh, well, let's do that. Let's make this change or this edit.
We've got time. We can digitally change it.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
Sometimes the best edits happen when you're under pressure because you're a bit more ruthless. Maybe we'll cut that bit out that sort of thing rather than actually going, oh, let's just keep everything. So hopefully it didn't suffer from any of that. I'm not sure. I didn't see it, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, great example of that. Jaws. Jaws would have been an incredibly different movie if they had time because the reason
they got the shark working.
The reason that you never saw the monster for, you know, 90% of the movie was because it wasn't working.
Mm.
So they
but that built know, up
they
the
made
suspense,
they made
it
suspenseful. They shot around it and it's incredible. And if they just went, we'll push it back a couple of months until, you know, and then the shark was in every scene, it would be no.
It would look like an awful
movie.
Mechanical shark movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's right. So
true.
Yeah, as long as that sort of thing doesn't happen where they have too much time on their hands and, you know, it's a bit like the too many hands spoil the broth, but in this instance it's like too much time can weaken your story. But, so.
That's why I always leave everything to the last minute.
Any thoughts on.
On that?
On the lawsuit.
Which?
That.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson has served on. Marvel or Disney.
Oh, because of the how long it
contract.
Took
and so the contract issues. So it wasn't released in cinema. Actually,
you might have to run it through. I heard that there was one. I don't know what.
Yeah.
The
so she has filed a lawsuit because for breach of contract.
Yeah.
So when the terms of the contract are drawn up, they talk about sales and things like that. And a lot of it goes on how it does at the box office.
Yep.
And obviously there is a significantly greater revenue from actual cinemas. Sales.
Yeah.
So obviously she missed out on that. But the allegations are that they didn't renegotiate that, and then basically she just took a hit.
Yeah.
And it probably would have been very substantial.
Yeah, very substantial. And some people might go on the face of it and say, oh, well, you know, this lady's earning millions of dollars in the middle of a pandemic. What the hell is she complaining about?
But the character's dead now, so she has to.
But I think it has more to do with the fact that if this is how we move forward, let's hope not. I guess it helps to ensure that actors down the track aren't disadvantaged by this loophole.
Yeah, and Disney are very interesting with their contracts as well, some of the stuff they put in and how they adhere to it. And sometimes it works really well for Disney and sometimes it bites them in the butt. There was the story a while ago of Johnny Depp and the Pirates movie where he had in his contract that unless he quit or something like that, they had to pay his contract in full. And after, I think it was a week of him shooting, they fired him because of all the
allegations.
Because they fired him, they had to pay out his entire fee for the movie.
Yep.
Because that was in the contract. But then there are many, many other cases where it's worked the other way, and the actor or the artist or the visual effects people or anybody has gone the short end of the stick. So I think that, as Scott said, this, you know, her character is essentially dead. There's probably going to be some cameos and some prequels and stuff like that, but for the most part there's not much they can do for her going forward,
so may as well.
And Disney's not exactly hurting for money.
No, and that's the thing, this is the
especially in the Marvel
evil overlords of the House of Mouse. They can afford it, and it's disappointing to see that there's obviously been a breakdown in good faith. Because I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't just be the suit wouldn't have been launched.
She was a big advocate before this for Marvel. Like her and like the Avengers group, they're all like good mates and they get along and they were pumping up Marvel all the time and they got, did all this stuff together outside of work things and pumping it up and that. And then this will happen and you just don't see, like, I don't think that's going to happen anymore. And she may not ever, there might not be another, a sequel.
It's a shame for her as well to sort of end it on, that sort of bitter taste as well.
It was a good movie storyline's great. She's great character and stuff, and it's just going to be dead now, probably.
Yeah. It is disappointing and it is a bit of a down to end on, but, like I said, if it is for the bigger picture, then I wish that luck.
Speaking of on movies and stuff, that remakes and that, was there a new Matrix movie?
Yes.
In the works that there I saw is. Something about Keanu Reeves doing?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think we talked about that, but yes, no, there haven't. Is. No. Oh, that's cool. Is my understanding.
That's exciting. I'm not sure. I like The Matrix.
I like Keanu Reeves.
Are the Wachowskis doing it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I say that because I saw him post something about it.
Okay.
So that's what I was like, oh, all right, okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm. And this is the episode where we find out that Neo's real name is John Wick. And he's the new agent. No. All right. Well, I think that's about it from us. We have been talking for far too long.
You're welcome.
And so Yolanda will have a lot to edit. Sucked in. Anyway, please don't quit. So, guys, I guess the last thing is to sign off and to let people know what's going to happen in our next episode in about a month's time. Well, obviously, we'll be reviewing the Evil Dead.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. We will watch that and we will review that.
Yes. And we'll do the live tweets as well, like last time.
Yes.
So if you want to watch along with us.
It was Justice League.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
How can I forget that fantastic movie?
Well, I mean, I know how I forgot it because I fell asleep and
you didn't.
Oh, yeah. And you know that apple cider I gave you? Mm-hmm. I checked it after you left and it was expired.
That's right.
My apologies.
It was better than the movie.
Yeah, we'll do that. And also we'll cover, as usual, the wonderful first season of Bad Batch.
Yes, yeah. I'm looking forward to discussing that next week.
In depth, next episode, actually. Yes. Yeah, we'll really delve down into the character motivations as well. So we will give that a go. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
No, thank you.
Thank you for having us in this wonderful studio.
And you'll hear from us next month. This podcast is produced by a small yet dedicated team. Good News Geek is not a revenue-generating enterprise, but a labour of love. If you like what you hear, be sure to tell people about us. Your podcast presenters are John, Matt and Scott. Produced by John. Social media by Matt and John. Edited by Yolanda and John. with music supplied by purpleplanet.com and fesleyanstudios.com. Drink supplied by Scott, the Proby, and Bestie Not Forget It.